Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Sherry, and we are here this morning to tribute my dear friend, Wendy Jo Lesner. And we're going to have a few of her close friends and her sister come on, and we're going to talk and have a little discussion about her life in celebration of her life. So in a few minutes, we're going to hear from her best friend, Debbie Jacobson, and she will tell us a little bit about Wendy and a little story that was very interesting about their relationship. So I am happy that you're all here to listen. These are times that we need to be able to pull together and share with one another. This is going to go out to all of Wendy's friends and family, and so that they will have in their possession a little tribute about her life. But this is, it's a very positive story. So we want you all to listen to how Wendy was able to be positive no matter what her challenges were. And we want to tell you that next week, I'm going to talk a little bit about inner power and inner change and how to feel comfortable with change and accepting change and to be disciplined in our own integrity of who we are. So I definitely want you to be able to listen the next couple of weeks. The next year, actually, we're loaded with interviewers, great people that we think that you're going to really enjoy hearing. So we want you to stay tuned to us. And Patty, are you on with us?
I'm on, Sherry. I'm on, and I'm listening to you, and it's just really good to have you on the show. Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami, Florida. And next week, we're going to have the best of. So it's going to be very exciting. We'll have the best of our first year. February 1st is our one-year anniversary, February 1st, 2009. So it's going to be very exciting, an intense topic, plus we're going to bring the intense points that happen throughout the year from all of our, we're going to select out of all of our interviewees the best of the best messages and bring it to you. So that'll be something to look forward to. Also, before we bring our next caller on, I just want to say that I've gotten a lot of responses for your organic hair product, Sherry, and it's really wonderful to have such a product and to offer that to people, that knowledge, because an organic hair product is eliminating putting chemicals into your body by way of your hair and through your cuticles. So that's really good. And listeners, if you want to learn more about that, send an email to Sherry at CHER4HAIR@AOL.com. Again, this is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami Beach, Florida. You can call in during the show. Our call-in number is 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. Now, we do have our caller online, and this morning is a tribute to Wendy.
Good morning, Debbie. Are you on with us?
I am. Thank you.
Morning, Debbie.
Hi.
Good.
How are you?
I'm really glad that you were here with us early this morning and to share with us some of your life with our Wendy. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your experience with
sure.
Wendy and her positive life and how she was and how she was able to keep positive throughout all her changes and challenges.
I certainly will try to do that in a nutshell. Wendy and I have been best friends for over 33 years. We were best friends. She would say, "You're my BFF." And I'd say, "Yes, I am, and I will always be." We're going to grow old together and sit out on the front porch and swing and talk about sports. Wendy loves sports. She loves especially football and the Miami Dolphins. We talked about it. We watched it. We had football parties. We tailgated. We just had a great, great time. Wendy has always had a great attitude. You know, when she found out that she was diagnosed with breast cancer 5.5 years ago, she had the attitude that she was going to beat this and she was fine and she was, you know, going to go out and just keep that positive attitude and push through all the times ahead of her. One story that I do want to share is that she was a writer and she wrote several things. But one of them, and I know her sister is going to talk, Cindy's going to talk about it later, but she wrote a book about her breast cancer, and she wanted it to get published. So she wrote, Wendy does this all the time, she would call me up and say, "Debbie, you wrote a letter." And I said, "I did." And she said, "Yeah." She said, "You wrote a letter to Oprah." I said, "Wow." And so she sent me the letter, and in that letter, she just talked about her chemo visits and how she fought through them and how she made her chemo visits into movie days. She had we would come over and we would, you know, have popcorn and watch movies. And it was just amazing that she did that. And she just was a very positive person. She was a mentor. She mentored a young boy through his formidable years. And she was always doing things for others. I could go on and on and on. She took pride. After her first chemo treatment, she decided she was going to buy a house. So she bought a house in Fort Lauderdale, and she says, "I want you to see it." So I came over and I saw it, and I said, "You know, Wendy, I don't know. I mean, it needed a lot of work. It was a rehab." And she says, "No, I can do this. I can do this. It's going to give me something to look forward to while I'm going through my treatments, and I'm going to fix it up." Well, I have to tell you, she fixed it up, and it was a little dollhouse. And in that little dollhouse, she gave many parties. She had a lot of friends. They rallied around her. She had a great support group. And I just can go on and on, and I know we're limited for time, but...
So Debbie, what I'm hearing you say is even after she was diagnosed with cancer, she still had the will to live life and went out, and she actually purchased a house after receiving that news.
That was back in 2004 after she had her first surgery and her chemo and radiation treatments, and then she rehabbed it while she was going through these treatments. It was just incredible. And I was the one who said, "Don't do it," and she went ahead anyway, as she always did. And, you know, I was just very proud of her. I mean, she. What can I say? She was my best friend. Her last book that she started to write before she passed away was a book on healing thoughts. And on her very, very first page, she wrote, "Thank you, God, for all your blessings." And I have to say, I feel very blessed for having Wendy in my life.
And she was such a great writer and publicist.
Is there a title of the book? Title of the book?
Which one? She wrote several.
Her latest book was
I believe, The Breast of Times. It was about her experience going through you know, the breast cancer trials and tribulations. And you know, it's finished, and I do know her sister's going to be probably talking a little bit about it. But she, you know, wanted to get it published, and so that's why she wrote the letter to Oprah.
On my behalf,
because we were going to go on the show.
That's something that Wendy would do. And then she was also going to do something with cards.
Yes, that's
reading
cards.
Yes. You know,
that's the book that she started before she passed away. It's called Healing Thoughts, and it was going to be greeting cards that people could send to their friends that were going through illnesses like breast cancer, or you know, things that maybe
you don't really know what to say.
Exactly. You don't know what to say instead of saying, you know, get well. She just was incredible, just incredible. She wrote a book on courage, how Larry lost his stripes, and that was just a cute story about a zebra who lost his stripes, and it was a book about courage and bravery, and both of those what Wendy displayed throughout her illness, courage and bravery.
In the middle of all this, she even moved to was it Tampa or was it? It was she moved to go and start a new job somewhere out of Miami.
She moved to Tampa. She you know, she didn't really want to move away because all her treatments were down here, but the company that she went to work for allowed her to come back and forth. She stuck it out for as long as she could, and she tried to make that a positive experience as well. She just was incredible. She pushed through things that I don't think a lot of people would have pushed through.
Right.
She made a movie about her house on YouTube when she was going through some financial problems.
And she really handled that incredibly.
She
got what she needed, and she was able to take care of she got money was coming from all over, I think.
Yes.
Something, yeah.
She pushed through. She would not hesitate to write a letter to a CEO of a company if things weren't right. She
got to the bottom of things.
She really did. She
didn't
was.
She?
I mean, she was just incredible, and I miss her dearly. But this tribute today is. I know she's looking down, and she is definitely approving of this. And she was my confidant. She was the sister I never had. She was my critic. She was my fan
right.
club, all rolled into one, and she was there for all her friends. She was just a
right.
wonderful person.
How about when you were trying to develop something in your own business, and you would think, you know, when she would come up with a clue or something to do?
Well, what she would do is, I'm a realtor, so I have a hard time writing the descriptions and the write ups to make it sound really. Nice. So I would send Wendy the pictures, because I'm living in Michigan now. I would send her the pictures of my new listings, and she would write the write-ups for me. And she did a fantastic job without even seeing the house, just by going by the picture. So she was just wonderful. She traveled. She loved to travel and visit us here in Michigan. The last time she was here was September, and we played golf, and she loved golf. She just was a good egg all the way around. And,
right. Do you have a little piece of what she wrote to Oprah saying from you?
I do. I've got the letter in front of me. I'd be more than happy.
I'd love to hear it, yeah.
My best friend Wendy Lester first discovered she had breast cancer in 2003 when she was 49 years old. She was brave and determined to make her treatment a success. She made her chemo visits at the hospital into movie days, where she would rent a musical and her friends would come and eat popcorn and watch the movie while she got treatment. Although the treatment knocked her out, she still made it a positive experience. I learned so much about bravery and concentrating on what really matters from Wendy. Since her first bout, her cancer has returned twice. All of us are amazed at how she pushes through her side effects. Most of us say she has more energy than we do. And although she's still fighting the disease, she has never ebbed from her brave, funny, and inspirational ways, and she's a miracle in my eyes. She has even spent the last 4 years writing a book, which she just finished, that describes her life and breast cancer story. She calls it Personal Breast, which she wants to be a humorous and motivational story for others. She's going to donate 50% of the proceeds to women in the breast cancer fight, because that's who she is. Because of her 3 bouts in 5 years and the time she couldn't work, she had financial issues which threatened to drive her into bankruptcy. But she utilized the lessons she learned from The Secret and Esther and Jerry Hicks tapes she listens to, and she focused on her will and her amazing creativity to solve the situation. I fly to see her in South Florida whenever I can. She visits me when she can, and we talk twice a day. Last year I came in when she had to have a mastectomy, and she was in the hospital New Year's Eve. So I and a few friends got stone crabs, and we made a party with food, hats, and balloons. She made us all laugh with her stories about the morphine drip she had in ICU. I want to tell Wendy What an inspiration she is and how much she has inspired me. I would love to honor her by helping her with her book, although I have no idea how. She has made my life richer by knowing her, and I love her like a sister, the sister I never had. Thank God and her. Thank God for her in my life. And that was the letter, and I'm still waiting for her to call me.
Yes.
And I told Cindy that she's going to come with me.
Right.
That
is very
good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Debbie, thank you for being on here and sharing that with us. And I think we do have our next caller coming on, so we're going to let you go. And
you
have a fabulous day, and thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much
for
this opportunity. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Wendy's BFF, Best Friend Forever. And now we do have another caller coming in, so we're going to bring our caller in.
Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Who do we have online with us?
Good morning, Mrs. Cindy.
Oh, good morning, Cindy. Cindy, thank you so much for calling in. Cindy is Wendy's sister, and oh my God, I know you've just come from a whirlwind. So I appreciate you coming on with us this morning, and talk as loud as you can.
Okay.
And we were just talking with Debbie, Wendy's best friend, and she gave us some really enlightening things and shared a lot of things with us. So I do want to hear a little bit from you and a little bit about her book and just how she was and how she was able to be so positive with the challenges that she was going through. Can you share a little bit with us?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right, good. Well, Wendy...
You know, Cindy, before you start, we do have someone else on, so let's bring them on also.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the Good News Show.
Welcome to everyone else who's on before me, and good morning.
Is this Marla?
Yes, it is. Thank
Hi,
you for
Marla.
Including me in your show about Wendy. I'm honored. Thank
great.
You so much.
So right now we're here with you and Cindy, and do we have Lisa on? No.
Lisa
okay. So
Lisa will be calling.
I'm Patty. I'm sorry. I'm Patty. We were waiting for Lisa also, but until she comes on, let's go on with Cindy. What were you saying?
I started to say that Wendy had approached her challenge with breast cancer with the ultimate in optimism, and really, I think what was extraordinary to me as I went through her treatment, obviously with her, was the good cheer that she brought to her treatment. Every time she went to the doctors, every time she went for a chemotherapy or radiation treatment, she actually went out of her way to be cheerful with the healthcare providers, the nurses, whoever was coming in to provide, you know, the poking and the prodding and the injections and whatever else it was. She wanted the experience to be more lighthearted than depressive and more optimistic, and she would joke around with them. It just always blew me away how she took it upon herself to make sure that the experience was a highly positive one for her and for her healthcare providers.
Right. I know I was there on a few occasions when she would have videos and we would sit and watch videos and or listen to really positive tapes that she had on Abraham, Esther and Abraham Hicks. So I know I saw what you're talking about.
Right. And I think the book that she, or the story that she wrote, the personal breast story that she wrote, which she wrote you know, in the latter stages of the treatment, and only finished, really put her finishing touches on it in the last month. She, I think, took a much more serious view of the experience. It was kind of tongue-in-cheek because a lot of it had to do with her, the perspective was from the breast, and so there were some, you know, very cute, funny moments from the breast perspective, but I think she really, having gone through the from a very optimistic view to the past year, where I think we, you know, we didn't want to really acknowledge the desperation we were in towards the end. Any of us, even Wendy, I think it was clear from the book that she had had come to that recognition that it wasn't, you know, this was not likely to end up in a full survivor mode. And I think that was, having read the book, when I did it, it was an acknowledgement that, you know, she really wanted those people who approached breast cancer to realize the full depth of, you know, what likely could happen and face it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this book published?
No, the story has not been published yet. It does still need a little bit of editing before we go to publishers, but that's something that I did promise her. I would make sure that it was shared with uh-huh. with women, you know, and people who are connected with a woman who is journeying through the potential breast cancer odyssey. It's really important, I think, that the talent that Wendy used to capture not just what she went through, but the reality to anybody who's going through breast cancer, and from the perspective of what it, you know, how your body is treated, not just you as an individual.
Do you have
that out?
Go ahead.
Well, Cindy, what we want you to do is when that book is published, contact us. We want our listeners to know when that is available.
And we wish you a lot of luck with that.
We'll put it on air. We also have a third, our next caller calling in, too, so let's bring them in.
Hi.
Good morning. Is this Lisa?
No, Lisa's right here.
Hello, are you here, Lisa?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Well, welcome to our show. So we now have Lisa, Marla, and Cindy on. And Marla, you want to tell us a little bit about that beautiful thing that you read that I was so enamored by, and could you share a little bit about that with us?
My pleasure. I guess in the days and weeks before Wendy's passing, and we talked about it very openly, she was very honest about it. We talked about mortality, and we talked about what she thought might be on the other side. And I even brought at one point a book by a wonderful writer, Jacqueline Eady, and she wrote about a near-death experience of her own. And Wendy didn't really feel a match with that book. And we really tried a lot to talk about what would be on the other side. And also, from a selfish standpoint, I wanted her to signal me, and we talked about a light that she might flicker in the sky, and it was talked about in the Jacqueline Eady book that she, you know, did not match with, but I think we both agreed that if she could, she'd send a signal. And so it got me thinking, and just after I found out that Wendy had died on January 3rd, it flowed so easily from me, and these are the words that I said from the Bema at Wendy's funeral. Cancer is a tremendous opportunity to have your face pressed right up against the glass of your mortality, said Jason Schindler, who died recently, 1 year younger than our Wendy Jo. His clarity, illuminated by illness, inspired me to define the messages I think Wendy wants us to remember, and here are a few. Keep your affairs in order, but if they become tangled, right them, because being a moral and ethical person is the only way to be. Failure is for sissies. Winning is important, but you can't do it by thinking inside the box. Be the only one to keep your clothes on in a strip contest. Clinch winning by doing the funky chicken. Never forget that life is joyous. Laugh with friends of all faiths. Entertain often and sing both Hanukkah and Christmas carols loudly up and down your street. Travel frequently. Keep old friends, make new ones. Eat and drink together. See lots of shows. End each conversation with, "I love you, sweetie." Support people and causes you believe in. Rage against injustice. Support and foster young men and women you see hope in, even when they go to prison. Proudly display your picture with Hillary and Cindy, but graciously accept Obama. Always, always love the Gators, especially on Thursday night. See the potential in everything and everybody. Try your hand at gambling. Buy and rebuild a house in an emerging neighborhood. Then paint a mural on the backyard wall to make your house into a happy home and to show you are here to stay. Tell a great story, but always be a good listener. Write a funny book about a body part, and that's the book Cindy just referred to, and it's got to be a part they've taken away. Know the key for Sutherland's character named Jack Bauer on your favorite television program, 24, would never really be able to avoid all those bullets, nor get from New York to L.A. in an hour. Watch anyway. Wendy, you couldn't avoid this last cruel bullet, but we are so infinitely proud of how, and I quote you, fought the good fight. You took each hour of every day you were given and used it to teach us all a few last lessons. You called yourself our glue, but I call you Our Lady of Love and Grace. I promise we will have our yearly checkups and mammograms. We will join Dr. Susan Love's Army of Women and make donations in your name and in your memory to the Florida Breast Cancer Coalition Research Foundation. And lastly, don't worry. We will always look for the twinkling light in the sky you promised to signal us with from the other side of the glass. Wendy, your life has illuminated and brightened all of ours, and we will always love you. Bye-bye, sweetie. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention one last thing. That night, a very good friend, Karen Fine, called me and said, "I think Wendy was signaling us. Did you see all the stars in the sky the night of the funeral?" And admittedly, I didn't. But I think she began her signaling just that very night.
Right. Well, that is so beautiful. I was so touched by it, and so you just get such a sense of Wendy in that in what you just said. So I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us. And Lisa,
yes,
are you there? Hi.
Hi,
Lisa. Come on and tell us a little bit from your perspective. Your interaction and your time with Wendy. I know you were a very important, Lisa's a cancer, and Wendy was very blessed to have you there with her. Could you share a little bit about your experience?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much for making this tribute to Wendy happen this morning, and I feel very blessed to be part of it. Yes, as you say, I was one of her spiritual leaders, I would say. And as I had said at the funeral during Wendy's eulogy, she wasn't a very observant Jewish person, but I believe that during the course of this illness, she really, really returned to this to her roots of Judaism. And I think it became very, very important, especially in the last few months of her life. We shared a lot of, we shared books together. She joined the synagogue at this time. She attended services. She and I sang her favorite melodies to her. during the course of this time. And I believe it was especially in the later times of her life, it was very transformational for her. She always talked about her desire for God to be included in her so-called universe, but I believe that it went much further during this time. And I think it was very important for her. In the words, I also included this in my eulogy, that Rabbi Harold Kushner wrote a book, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People, and I tried to convey his message to her that the God that we believe in gives strength and courage to those who unfairly and through no fault of their own suffer pain and the fear of death. And I don't believe that the God that we pray to could prevent this from happening or has the ability. And for people like her, wonderful people, to suffer as she did. But I believe in the end that she found peace and that she looked back on her life with gratitude for those who loved her, and I think the spirituality part played a big part in her life, as I said, in those later moments.
Yeah, she definitely was able to bring the people together. She had all her loved ones and the people that her supporters, And I really appreciate what you said that day. So, Cindy, are you here with us also still?
Yes, I'm still here.
Do you happen to have a piece of the book that you could read to us?
Yeah, I would like to do that. But I also want to say, to follow up on everything that has been said so far, that we've talked about how important friendships were to Wendy, and how her friends received her friendship back in such a magnificent and loving way. And I just want the audience and those who haven't yet had to experience the dying of a good friend or a family member, and maybe haven't thought through how they would approach it, and then all of a sudden it's thrust upon you that somebody is very usually it's very quickly going to be departing from the earth. And I know all of us feel very uncomfortable. We don't know what to say or how to approach somebody, but I just want to urge everybody who has that experience thrust upon them to take advantage of that precious time that is left, to share the joy that they have had in knowing that person with that person at the very end. I know it's scary and sometimes you don't know what to say, but really that's just sharing the love and letting somebody know how important that they were and that you're there for them. And that really got her through the last couple of weeks of her life, and meant so much to her. And I think those of us who are uncomfortable just need to take the plunge and make sure that we're there for those and share those last moments with somebody who's about to depart. Anyway,
yeah.
I want to take... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to just read a couple of quick selections, if I could, from her personal breast book. I think there were a couple of places that it was really, I think, relevant what she's talking about. She carries the story of the personal breast is from her childhood. It's really an autobiography in many respects of her life in general, but it's from the perspective of the breast. So she is at this point, just before diagnosis, but let's see, it starts out here. Each day when Wendy looked in the mirror, I bounced with joy. I was looking pretty good for a breast that was only a year away from the half-century mark. Yes, siree, there was still a lot of living to do for this mammary gland. I was so happy that I shouted it out loud to anyone in the body who would listen. I started paying more attention to myself, something I hadn't done for the longest time. Then one day, when taking a spin through my milk ducts, I found it. It was a small group of odd-looking cells, and it was unlike anything I had ever seen. What is it, I wondered. Perhaps it was a cyst. Yes, I reasoned, it was probably a cyst. After all, we were talking about moi, and I couldn't imagine ever, ever having a major problem. In fact, the cyst might even just go away on its own. Newsflash, the cyst didn't go away. Even though I was still sure it was a cyst, I was glad it was time for a mammogram. Every day I would wait for Wendy to make her appointment, and every day she didn't. Weeks went by, and then months, and still nothing. I knew she was busy. She had gotten another new job and was working longer hours than ever before. But this was her mammogram, for heaven's sake. What was more important than that? I finally decided to take matters into my own hands. Well, they aren't really my hands, but I did ask the hands to drop Wendy's prescription on the floor. The next day when she reached for her wallet, her left hand subtly pulled out the corner of the prescription, which was still stuffed in her purse where she had put it months ago. I remember Wendy's eyes widening in surprise as the prescription slowly floated to the floor. Look at it, I implored silently. Look at it. But she just picked it up and pushed it down into the furthest corner of her bag. So that was pre-diagnosis, but I think, you know, in terms of the messages she was trying to get out to people. And then further on in the book, the diagnosis had come, and this was about the treatment. And the title is, There is No Treat in Treatment. That was the beginning of a grueling 8-month ordeal that began with 3 months of high dosage chemotherapy, a lymphectomy, removal of her lymph nodes, a little more chemotherapy, then 7 weeks of radiation. Wendy was bedridden 5 days out of 7 during the initial chemo, and it was only the dedication of Libby and the people around her and the constant companionship of her colleague, Mix Precious, that kept her going. I'm not sure what kept me going. I was sick from the chemo, sore from the operation, and then totally freaked out by that long radiation tube pointed right at me. I felt like I had a bullseye tattooed on my side. And it was no wonder. I did have a bullseye tattooed on my side. I could only imagine the invisible damage that was being done to my insides. Thank heavens I've taken care of myself during my youth, because I was sure that's why I never had any burn marks on my sensitive outer skin. So she really, you know, took an experience that was extraordinarily traumatic, and I think conveyed the trauma, but it was always with kind of a hint of creativity and humor around it that really engages you in the story, but teaches you a lot of lessons at the same time.
Yeah, if there's any help that I can do in helping you to get this, move it forward, please call on me for any help. I see the need for this. And we all need to collectively do whatever we can to move it forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 5 more minutes. And is there anyone that has anything more that they want to add?
I would. It's Marla. Cindy, I wanted to just say thank you for being the amazing sister that you were to Wendy, because she in turn expressed that love of sisterhood to all of us in DeFi, which is where I met Wendy in college in Gainesville many, many years ago, back in, the early 70s. And I walked into the DeFi house having been someone who never had a sister, just had a brother, knew how to behave under those circumstances. And there were 100 Jewish women all talking to each other and telling each other what to do, and some truths, some untruths. And Wendy somehow just caught my eye, and I caught hers, and she took me under her wing and took this very restrained kind of a person that I was as I left high school and turned me into a very, very much more honest, outgoing person. And she did it by just sheer will and personality and love. And I realize now that I really learned how to be a DFIE sister from Wendy. And I want to tell you that I know that she learned that wonderful sisterhood and sibling love from you. And it all passed through to all of us. And on behalf of all the sisters, we thank you so very much. I know Susie Stefani learned it firsthand from creeping into your bedroom and sleeping with you guys at night, too. But from all of us in DFIE Delta Kappa chapter, and gosh, I don't think I've said those words in years, but just thank you so much for the legacy of your wonderful sisterhood that's continued to all of us, and I know we'll continue on because of you and Wendy.
Oh, thank you.
And can we all stay in touch? I just wanted to say also as one of the last things, Wendy was our glue, and there are so many of us that I don't want us to lose each other again and become set adrift. About 13 years ago, Wendy made it her mission that we would all be together and we'd have brunches and sleepovers and, of course, go to the track and, of course, go to Joe's and eat well and all the things that Wendy loved to do. And I hope so much that none of us will lose that. I want Debbie in Michigan to join in. And, Cindy, I want to make sure that you're included always, and Lisa, and that her legacy will be a wonderful, wonderful group of women and men, because we can't forget Mitchell and all kinds of other wonderful people in her life, that all of us stay glued together and do it in Wendy's memory, and also for just the joy of it. I think she'd like that.
I think she would. And count me in.
Okay, Sherry, I'm sorry. That's implied. Of course you're in. Of course you're in.
Okay, because I have to say that it was just so amazing to me, because I'm somebody that really cherishes friendships. And when I saw Wendy and I met a few of her her sorority sisters, I went out to dinner with a few of them, I just could not believe the camaraderie and the long, you know, the time that you've all been friends for so long is just so amazing to me. And, yeah, I think that that's a great thing that you're saying about keeping it, continue to keep it all together, because we want to keep talking about Wendy. And we just have about, what do you say,
two
more minutes. And we do want to thank everybody for coming on. And you will, you know, you will have be able to have something that we put together so that we will be able to have it all in one 45-minute segment, so that we can all reflect back and listen and have something that is part of our Wendy. So
the show is downloadable from the website www.goodnewsshow.us. So anybody who wants a copy of the audio file, just go to the website. And it's self-explanatory. You'll see an icon that says download. You download it, and you can take it with you on an iPod or burn it to a CD and share it with others who might want to hear this information. I want to thank you, ladies, for being on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having the show.
Thank you,
everybody.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Well, it was a very touching and fabulous show, Sherry. You know, always nice to see a positive side of something that causes grieving and upsetment to people. So it was really nice having the show. Listeners, thank you for your loyalty. And we do look forward to seeing you next week when we have the best of 2008. It's going to be an exciting show, a lot of content, and you got to be there, because it's going to just wrap up our last year, and it's going to be a good foundation for what's in store for next year. So thank you for being in tune with the Good News Show, and we're signing off.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.